Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2025. He has a willingness to listen to different perspectives and use different tools when they're at his disposal, right? You look at the Blue Jackets front office. They had Josh Flynn as the assistant general manager. That is a nerdier pick. They have, you know, people like Cam Lawrence working for them. And obviously the Sabres have a very good analytics department and they have minds like Sam Ventura. So I think the fact that he's willing to work with that and bring in different perspectives, it's always a good thing.
Shannon Goldman of The Athletic on Jarmo Kekalainen. And the Sabres, of course, make the ad to their front office. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Going to be 80 degrees today. Beautiful day on the way. We're talking hockey. We've actually, gotten to a bunch on the Sabres today, whether it's the Cup Final starting tomorrow and some of the old players or, eye to the future and trades they could make. We've dabbled quite a bit today. Joining us on the Western Hotline is former Sabre and current Blue Jackets broadcaster Jean-Luc Grandpierre to tell us a little bit about Jarmo Kekalainen. Jean-Luc, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for some time today.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
We're all right. We're all right. You know, we're like everybody over here, trying to figure out the Sabres' path forward. So how should Sabres fans feel about the addition of Jarmo Kekalainen to the front office?
I think it's a great addition. I think, obviously, ownership in Buffalo has realized that, you need to support your general manager. And right now, you know, it happens to be Kevin Adams. And, Kevin is, he has experience now, but surrounding yourself with smart people and people that have been around is always a plus for any general manager. And, you know, I remember earlier this season, I was talking to Bill Zito and, you know, I was asking him, you know, about the success of his team and stuff like that. And he said, honestly, he's like, my staff is like, needs to be credited because they're the one that are bring all these ideas to me and have those arguments with me. And then I just, you know, veto the trades, et cetera. So I think if you look at most of the good GMs around the league, they have an incredible team around them. It's not just them. Yes, they do. They make the final decision, but I think surrounding yourself with different people is always a key, and I think Buffalo just figured that out.
Yeah, and we'll get to more on his career, but Bill Zito, GM of the Panthers, he got his start from Jarmo in Columbus, right?
That is correct.
Okay. After being an agent, obviously. He was an agent and then got hired from that. So when you look at his tenure, I mean, successful, right? Like in Columbus, you know, terminology, they had one playoff berth before he's the GM. I think it's five after. So I don't know. How do you look back on that period of time where Kekalainen was the general manager and how successful you would deem it to be?
I think he's an extremely calculated person, right? And the way, you know, he's made a lot of tiny trades, and then he's made some home runs that, you know, I've kind of like stunned the league a few times as well. Works under the radar a lot. You know, I always come back to, you know, not just the Johnny Gaudreau signing, but like even the trade for Artemi Panarin. What was it, 6-7 years ago, where, you know, they sent Brandon Saad to Chicago for Artemi Panarin, and it's like what even knew Panarin was available, and then all of a sudden that trade is done. So he works extremely hard. He's a great talent evaluator, and I think for him to be there just as a second voice to help Kevin Adams is going to be key. But, you know, Yarmo, a great person. You know, he's not the, you know, if you expect somebody is going to be talking to the public and the press all the time, it's definitely not the guy to look for as Yarmo is concerned. But he's a heck of a good general manager, and I think he's going to be a really good special advisor.
Jean-Luc Grandpierre on the Wester Hotline. You know, in that role, one of the things, right or wrong, that people wonder and say about Kevin Adams is maybe credibility when he started would have been difficult, and he could have used someone like this in the role a while back. How about that for Kekalainen? Because the league, Jean-Luc, you know this, the league is about relationships, and I feel like he's a guy that's long been respected. You know, there's the resume, there are the results, and then there's, every time I've ever heard about him talked about in the NHL, it feels like there is, I don't know, maybe reverence is too strong, but he's a name that people know and respect.
Yes, and that comes with, you know, tenure, right? And he's a guy that obviously was big in the scouting department back in St. Louis, then came to Columbus. But, you know, even when he came to Columbus, you know, they brought John Davidson, right, to be there as a second voice to help him along. So, it just to show you that I don't think this is a bad thing for Kevin Adams or, hey, you're not doing the job, we need to hire somebody above you. I think it's really a compliment to the Sabres ownership to recognize that, hey, if it's not working, we need to or bring you some help or make a change. So I think it's a win-win situation. But, yeah, as far as Jarmo Kekalainen, I think his name resonates with respect around the league. And, you know, it never hurts to bring another big name like that into the fold, because there may be some relationship that Jarmo has that, you know, obviously Staal and Kevin Adams don't have right now. So that could open some more doors, especially, you know, starting with the combine here this weekend, which, with the draft being remote, I assume there's going to be a lot of conversation taking place here this week.
Would you also, were you surprised that he took this role? I mean, maybe not, you know, for the time being, but 58 years old, I mean, his career in Columbus, I don't know, like, you've seen GMs with a lot lighter resumes get hired, and I would imagine he still has his sights set at some point, maybe not, you know, obviously not this year, and maybe not in the next couple years, but I would imagine he wants to be a GM again.
Well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure that's the ultimate goal. But, you know, just kind of getting yourself back into the league to keep those relationships alive. And, you know, now all of a sudden your name is a little bit more in the talk for future GM jobs is going to be a big plus on his resume. So, yes, would he love to be a GM? I'm sure he is. I mean, I haven't talked to him personally about it. But obviously, I'm sure that's where he wants to get back to. There's no doubt about it.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And, you know, for him, I think once I declined that opportunity with Buffalo to come back as a general manager or assistant to Kevin Adams, I think Yarmo jumped on it.
Can you take us back? Sorry, Jean-Luc. Can you take us back in free agency to when the late, great Johnny Gaudreau went to Columbus? And because that was elsewhere in hockey, I remember when that happened, it was stunning. Like, no one really thought that Columbus was going to end up landing him. And what, like, obviously, Kekalainen's role, he's the GM. But how, you know, how much of a impressive part of his resume should be that I got the top free agent that year to come to Columbus?
I mean, that was huge. Obviously, that made some noise all around the league because nobody saw that coming. And I think even, you know, the Blue Jackets were a little surprised, right? And, you know, if you have to come back, the Blue Jackets were in a situation kind of like Buffalo where they were lacking physicality. And that all started with the Blue Jackets talking with Eric Goodbranson when they offered him that 4 year. And then in the conversation, Goodbranson kind of like casually said, hey, you know, Johnny wouldn't mind coming here as well, because remember, they were both in Calgary. And that's what kind of like got everything going. And within a few hours from that, that's when Johnny Gaudreau got signed. So it kind of just shows you how, you know, just having those relationships, those talks with multiple people, whether it's, you know, GMs or players, can open the door to free agency. So it's, you know, players talk, and obviously they talk to each other a lot, and sometimes that opens the door, and that's how everything happened in Columbus.
Jean-Luc Rampierre on the Western Hotline. Jean-Luc, thanks for the time. And you coming back for the Sabres Alumni Golf Tournament? Coming back to town anytime soon? You know, hitting the links soon?
Yeah, probably we'll be back for the alumni tournament over the past couple of years, so it's always nice to catch up. So don't have the date yet, but if it lines up with my schedule, I'll surely be there.
Yeah,
so, for sure.
One last quick thing. I had just your Wikipedia page open before you came on here, and in the first paragraph it says, won the speed skating contest in the AHL All-Star Game beating Marty St. Louis. Mm. Do you want that to be your claim to fame in the first paragraph there? I mean, you are a lot bigger than him, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Not quite the same career path, but it just tells you, right? Sometimes speed is good, but sometimes it doesn't mean anything. But yeah, I guess that's my claim to fame, but maybe I should call the people at Wikipedia and put it down a little later in the paragraph.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
You're welcome. See you guys.
All right, Jean-Luc Rampierre, Columbus Blue Jackets broadcaster, former Sabre. I just saw Twitter account Sabres Fun Stats has created a Sabres all-time names bracket.
Okay.
1 through 32.
He's got to be on it.
He's on it.
Yeah.
He's a 16 seed.
Okay.
It's a straight 1 through 32 seeding. He is the 16th seed.
It's a little low.
Low? Who should be the number one seed?
You know,
best name in Sabres history.
I'm kind of cheating here because you got to go way back when. But me and Ryan Gates on the Nightcap, probably 8 years ago, had our own name bracket
for the Sabres.
But it was the Bills and Sabres.
Okay.
So if I think back on like what Sabres, Morris Titanic is a name that I know we would have got to.
He is the four seed in this bracket.
Okay. I don't know how much further than that I'm going to go, though.
Just all-time Sabres names.
Uwe Krupp.
Uwe Krupp. I'll have to find him here. I don't see him yet.
What about Hannu Virta?
Five.
Yeah, there we go.
The one seed is, who's the one seed? You should get this.
Darren Pupa.
Three.
Oh, the outrage.
The number one seed in the Sabres Fun Stats Twitter account.
The greatest name?
Yeah. Buffalo Sabres all-time name bracket.
Greatest
name. Is it a Finneganoff?
It is Maxima Finneganoff.
Oh, how dare I not get that.
It's a pretty great name.
It's an elite name. Should win. Win easily, I would say.
A Finneganoff. So, anyway. All right.
I had a stat on him from, I guess it's not Ovechkin's last year, though, so I can't really use this. But did you see the thing with Ovechkin? I can't believe that some intern or something put this in an email without someone else know. I think they just didn't want it out there yet, but the Capitals sent an email to their season ticket holders that said this was going to be Ovechkin's final season.
But it wasn't supposed to go out. Now they're saying a decision has not been made, but maybe the cat's out of the bag.
Right. I think that they maybe just didn't want to announce it that way, but we'll see. Do you know who has the most points in the NHL in their final season in the last 25 years?
The most points
in their last season.
Is it a Finneganoff?
It's a Finneganoff. Okay. No player in the last 25 years in the entire NHL had more points in his last season. He had 61 points.
And then never played in the NHL again.
That was it. 61 points, and then he was gone.
In Atlanta, right?
In Atlanta, yeah.
You should have an Finneganoff Thrashers jersey. Really, you should. Did he wear the one?
I have an Finneganoff Thrashers jersey.
Did he wear the one that had the one blue sleeve? And said Thrashers down the arm?
Definitely. That wouldn't be the one I'd want, though, right?
It's the one you should have.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so in a quick search, he did wear that one. There were a couple Thrasher jerseys that year, I guess. Here's one I never remembered them having.
Like the red?
It's a red Thrasher uniform with... I can't get a bigger picture, but do you see... Here we go. It's got Thrashers across the front. The number is on the center of the chest. And then the Thrasher bird is on the shoulders.
Yeah, it looks
I don't remember that uniform at all.
The Thrashers wearing what looks like a football jersey.
Yeah, it does.
It says Thrashers up top and the number is underneath on the chest.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wonder if that's probably so hard to get. They're probably out there. I'm going to go look.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe I'll buy one in the break.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Check in on the Patriots and their OTAs drama. The Bills have some media today, so we'll hear from the coordinators. Sal Capaccio, of course, will be covering that. We'll have some sound later today as we're here in OTA season for football. And then next week, mandatory minicamp. James Cook story takes another step once that... we get to that. 803-0550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.